Episode 382, September 17th, 2018.
This is The Rob and Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Rob and Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Rob and Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Rob and Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Good afternoon, evening, good morning, whenever you listen, it's the Rob and Joe Show. September 17th, yesterday, big day for you, Joe. You celebrated your anniversary with your wife.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Damn it, you're a horrible ex-husband.
Robbie always reminds me. Actually, no. Is it? No, you're right, it's the 16th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
Well, it's only the woman that gave you your children, the two greatest things in your life.
Yeah, but I would celebrate their birthday with her. I'm not going to call her and say happy anniversary.
Do you want to call her right now on the show?
No, I definitely do not.
I mean, she's never been on the show, has she?
No, I don't see that happening at this point.
I feel like that would be, she might like that.
No, all right, let's move.
You think she's having dinner with that rich guy?
Move on. No, she might be doing that.
So,
are we going to try to call her rich boyfriend?
Stop. Will you stop?
Oh, okay. All right.
These are real people, and it's going out to a few thousand people. So
you're right. We apologize, but happy anniversary. Moving on. Hey, thanks to you, Robbie. I did get some birthday wishes on my birthday because you put
you're
that
welcome.
Out there. So I much appreciate that. Thanks for all the well wishes, you good people.
Hey, I also want to thank Robbie. In 2 weeks, we have Mara Rheinstein on the show. Right, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
And
October 1st.
That sounds right.
Okay. So what Robbie did was send an email to me, Katie, and you, Rob, saying we're going to talk about the upcoming movies. These two movies look like shit. And
awful was the correct term, I believe.
These two movies look awful. One is A Star is Born, which I know that both my girlfriend and I, or fiance and I, are very excited about seeing. Let's just see how that's doing.
I wonder, are there any early reviews on that?
Yeah, matter of fact, there are. 73 people have seen it. All the top critics, including Mara Rheinstein.
Huh.
Mara Rheinstein, 4 out of 4. She gave it a perfect score.
Oh, that's perfect, okay. Right?
That's right.
All right.
96%, and of the top critics, all of them liked it. 17 top critics. All of them thought it was good. So it's not that it sucks. It's probably going to be an Oscar contention.
I think you look real pretty.
Oh, so it's all right. So this is the new Birdman. I'm just seeing what's up.
Do you think Robbie will allow himself to like it?
See, you got Robbie is at this point, he might, because he's being called out for being inflexible, which might make him flexible, which really he still wants to prove us wrong, which still makes him inflexible. Does that make sense?
Well, he did initially talk about Homeland as a joke of a premise, and it looked horrible. And now I believe he's seen every episode, all six or seven seasons.
So. Oh, I don't remember that. That happened, what, episode 3 or something?
No, before he'd ever watched it.
I was not excited about seeing it, and I also am not a fan of Damian Lewis.
So I don't even know who that is. But
Brody, the male lead in the first
few
seasons.
Oh, you don't like him?
No.
The guy on Billions.
Did you see Band of Brothers?
No, I never saw Band of Brothers.
By the way, I never knew who he was until that show.
Yeah, what did you see him in that you didn't like him in? Because the only thing I know he did was Band of Brothers and Homeland, which is fucking awesome.
He just doesn't like him personally.
Yeah, oh, you don't like redheads. I got you.
I've seen the show, and I don't like him as an actor.
So you don't like him in the show you like?
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
But before the show, you said that the premise was ridiculous and you weren't going to watch it.
I don't remember saying those words, but I was not enthusiastic about it. I'll say that for sure.
Perhaps the person behind at Classic Rob Joe 1 can dig this up. Follow this on Twitter, at Classic Rob Joe 1. Apparently there's a Classic Rob Joe 2 out there, or a Classic Rob Joe. This person, whoever it is, we'll let you try to figure out, is going through every episode from the beginning and just tweeting out some classic themes, like episode 3. Rob Merrick, can you name 5 athletes of any period? Entertainment correspondent Michael Chamberlain, Jim Fix, the runner. That was a great moment. So check this out. Episode number 6, Turbotrader, that's you, Robbie, about the product Fresh Balls, natural product formulated to keep your private area dry. Joe Robinson, I would have called it Fresh Test.
Is that like a testicle thing?
I guess, yes.
So
check it out.
I need to apologize.
And we love you, whoever's doing this.
Mara gave it a 3 out of 4. I apologize.
That's a big difference, yeah. Joe.
No, you're right. It's 75% versus 100%.
Okay. Will you see the movie, Robbie?
Eventually. It takes me a while for something that I'm not that enthusiastic about. And I wanted the Queen movie to be so good. That was the other one I mentioned.
Okay,
want that movie to be good. And I can't get that stupid Elliot from Mr. Robot out of my head. He doesn't look like in the actual concert footage I saw on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He didn't look like
when does it come out?
I don't know. I would have preferred Sacha Baron Cohen, the original choice.
Agreed.
Well,
Sacha Baron Cohen said the script was crap.
He said. He was on Howard Stern and he said, here was the problem. The problem is, I guess he was talking to Brian May and they told the story. And after Freddie Mercury died, they go, all right. And then that's basically halfway through the movie. And then they kept following the career path of Queen, right? Mm-hmm. When it wasn't interesting anymore, according to Sacha Baron Cohen. Now, maybe somebody got in there and said, listen, guys, nobody's interested in the, you know, Paul Rogers and what's the guy from American Idol? What's the guy? Come on.
Randy Jackson?
No, the guy who fronted Queen. The guy.
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert, yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Rob.
Nobody gives a shit about that version
that chapter.
Of Queen. Right. Nobody cares. Right. So
no, I agree on that. So I think if Robbie sees the movie, do you think that he will give it a score that is in the ballpark of, let's say, what you think of the movie?
Well,
and I'm assuming you're going to go in and just give it a real review of what
I'll either like it. Yeah, and I'm pretty objective. I'll go see a movie I'm really looking forward to seeing, and if it sucks, then I'll be like, oh, it wasn't, you know, as good as I thought that it was going to be, blah, blah, blah. Like Mission Impossible is one. Like, I loved it, but it wasn't a great movie. Every line was cheesy as hell. The action was really cool, but it's not, you know, it isn't even in my top 10 movies that I saw this year, not even by a long shot.
Right.
But Robbie, it is tough for him to jump off of some preconceived notion. It is. He hated Birdman. He didn't even see it. You remember? But he aggressively and violently hated it. He didn't see the movie.
And, well, he finally saw it, right, Robbie?
Yeah, we discussed
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know. I'm just double checking.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Well, I get that. That I could see that, but this seems like a more easy, straightforward movie to like. But if you're already done, you can't deal with Bradley Cooper's voice. That's I imagine he talks a lot in the movie.
He's doing a Sam Elliott impression, and he casts Sam Elliott in the movie. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe Sam Elliott's his father.
Maybe Sam Elliott's doing a Bradley Cooper impersonation.
There you go.
And it makes sense.
Are you? Well, you also, Robbie, said you didn't think Lady Gaga was a good actress in the Horror Story show.
Yeah, the American Horror Story.
She won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous. That show requires. It's like the show you love, True Detective. It requires a very, very skilled actor to work in that very stylized format. The same with American Horror Story. It's a very stylized show, so you have to be a really, really good actor, and she's a complete novice, and she was not up to the task in that show. Maybe she can do this, I don't know, but she was awful in American Horror Story, in my opinion.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that she won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. That's that goes very far away from awful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she's great. I'm just saying to win the award as being the very best actress is almost as far as you can get from awful.
It's a popularity contest. The it's golden, not always yeah. the best actor that wins.
No, no, I got you, but you said she's awful. That is a, you understand?
Well, she really is.
Okay. Do you understand my point? My point
I
is-
I do. I understand your point completely. I think that she got an award for something other than her acting.
Okay, well, speaking
of- She probably got it for her singing.
Speaking of TV, the Emmys are tonight, and I think that I watch a lot of TV, yet when I look at all these- nominated shows, I hardly watch any of them, so maybe I don't watch that much TV. Of course, there's no reality shows for outstanding drama series, Robbie. There's no Bachelor, Bachelorette, or
you didn't watch
or
West
summer. World? What's it? What's it called? The summer show you like, The Bachelor,
the
Bachelor Pad, or whatever.
Yes. Which was a great
I'm
season.
I'm sure it was.
It was so fantastic.
There are reality show Emmys, aren't
I
there?
I know, but they're not in the main. They're not in the outstanding. They can't win the best show on TV like Robbie would like.
Correct.
and up for best show.
It's Game of Thrones or
of Thrones?
Bachelors in
Better
Paradise.
Call Saul. Bachelor, the award goes to.
Speaking of that, why is there no Better Call Saul? Is that not nominated for outstanding?
Because it wasn't a show last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't eligible
yeah.
for this
It wasn't
past
eligible.
Season,
It'll be for
think.
The next
okay,
Emmys.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, your buddy Michael Che is the co-hosting.
My buddy.
With his Saturday Night Live Weekend Update cohort, Colin Jost, I believe. You've worked with him a couple times,
Twice,
right?
Twice, yeah. So let me say this. I worked with him at the Arlington Draft House, and then I worked with him at McGoobie's, and he remembered me. So
this is how the Tiffany Haddish story and I started, me and her.
Yeah, but I don't do enough stand-up to work with them
right.
again. That's
but there might be a chance, might be a point where they're both on stage tonight together, maybe.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, but I don't... Yeah,
Joe's not going to go to Omaha, Rob.
I doubt very seriously
he thinks it's Idaho.
If I Idaho. Ran into him on the street, I don't think he'd remember me. He might remember me, but there's no way in hell he'd remember my name.
I think he'd recognize you. You'd look familiar.
Although I was on the air this past Friday with Craig Gass, and he's a very nice guy, man. He's a lot.
Well, he was on some spring flings with us, right? In Cancun for the station like 10 years ago.
Yeah, he never turns it off. I mean, never.
Is he doing impressions in commercial break?
He's telling the same stories that you feel like he would be telling on the air.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm not questioning the validity of him, but like it, I like him. I'm just going to come across like a Tom Arnold thing. And of course, Robbie will go fuck me over by, you know, tweeting it to him or whatever. but the point is that he literally never, ever, ever, ever turns it off, no matter what, which is a lot when you're sitting there with somebody for 3 hours.
Well, people say that about Chris Farley and they love him. That he was always on, always trying to.
Probably because they demanded that he was. If he was just sitting there, they'd be like, "Are you okay? Is there something wrong with you?" I can imagine that he got that pressure to always live up to that. The Chris Farley.
This is different
vibe.
This is story after story.
Why? Because he's less talented than Chris Farley.
Well, he's not a household name brand, and I mean he's not an icon.
Yeah, and he tells story after story that, and every story includes. Some A to or B list celebrity. Every story that's told.
Well, we have a lot of stories like that too, Joe.
Yeah, but not just when we're sitting around.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Outstanding drama series: The Americans, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, This Is Us, Westworld. All I saw The Americans and Game of Thrones, and that's all I know.
Game of Thrones is that was that recent that it's in this year's Emmys.
I guess.
So that's, I mean, Game of Thrones should win every category that it's in because of how fucking hard it has to be to make those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, is Game of Thrones is clearly in the short list of greatest television shows of all time. Robbie, do you agree with that?
It will be among those listed when it comes 10, 20 years from now, for sure.
I mean, how hard must it be to make one fucking episode? It's literally like making a fucking, why can't I think of the Lord of the Rings movie to make one of these episodes?
Is it on the Mount Rushmore of TV shows 1980s on, or do you want to go more recent?
Man, well, more recent's a no-brainer, right? But we're going from the 80s.
When you go 90s on, you get Seinfeld.
Yeah, anything that's groundbreaking or revolutionary.
What about The Simpsons?
God, Breaking Bad. Yeah, it's tough. It's in the conversation to be on
yes.
there.
Well, I mean, The Americans is a show I love, and it's never gotten any love in the Emmys, so maybe they'll give it something.
Because it's over.
Yeah, because it's ended.
But that Handmaid's Tale that's the dark horse, because that show is very, very, very well received among the people, the elite voters,
right.
I think.
Right.
Yes, and because that shit's all over the patriarchy, so they love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. And The Westworld is also very, very original, very interesting show, although it's very complex and hard to follow now.
Well, and I'll make my case again. Lead actor in a comedy series, Ted Danson nominated The Good Place, the greatest TV career of all time.
I mean, he, other than Cheers, I guess, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He had Becker.
Yeah, Becker.
He had a CSI.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, Bill Cosby has had a much better.
Well, that ended poorly, though.
Well, I'm not saying it ended well. I'm just saying he had a big TV career. I mean, go back to
okay.
I Spy. And
all right, but we the Cosby Show
Cosby
and Cheers are a wash, right?
Fat Albert.
Oh,
the Cosby
yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
I mean, he had amazing
you're
TV
right.
career.
Yeah, because Fat Albert is going to be at least Curb Your Enthusiasm. Fat Albert is. Fat Albert was fucking huge.
And he's the main guy. I mean,
he does all the voices.
All
every,
the voices.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you Cosby. Do you want to? All right. Are we? Does Danson is in the top five?
I'm trying to think who would even.
Well, I'm Elaine, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, is she? She was in. I mean, do you guys like these other shows, Veep and all that? I know it's cool to like them, but I've never seen
Veep. I've never
Veep.
Seen
it, good?
But Veep is, J.L. Covan says it's amazing.
All right.
I'm not a fan of the show. Sorry, J.L. Doesn't really make me laugh that much.
Well, that's
it's
not
interesting.
Good for a comedy.
No.
The acting is good, I guess. It's pretty, I mean, it's well written and everything, but it doesn't, it's a comedy and it doesn't really make me laugh.
Well, your show, Barry, outstanding comedy series.
Love that fucking show.
Atlanta. I don't know if that's really a comedy to me. It's got
Atlanta's listed as a comedy?
Yeah.
Maybe a dramedy.
Yeah, I would give it that. Blackish, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Glow. I saw Glow. Well, I saw season one. Is that what this is supposed to be?
I think there's only one season of Glow, right?
There's two.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. There's not a show better than Curb, is there?
Was Larry David count as a,
yes,
a TV career?
I mean, basically it's he was on Saturday Night Live. He was on Fridays, not that Friday.
No, but if you have Curb and you have Seinfeld, I mean, those are two of the top 10 comedy shows of all time,
but
right?
Ted Danson's on Curb. We already said that. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to talk about Michael J. Fox. He was on two big giant shows, too. Spin City
yeah.
and Family Ties.
Yeah, but, I mean, TV's different back then. I mean, there was a lot more viewerships.
Right.
There was a lot more viewership on Spin City than Curb, but I don't think anybody in the world thinks Spin City is a better show than Curb or Enthusiasm.
No, you're right.
Plus, Heather Locklear went nuts. What about Heather Locklear?
What about David Spade? What about David Spade?
David Spade's a good one.
Thank you.
He was
on Just Shoot Me. What else?
Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement.
Tawanda likes that show. It's got Putty on it from Seinfeld.
Didn't he get on that show after Jim Rockford died?
What show is that?
The Rockford Files.
No, James Garner died, and then, or no, I'm sorry, was it the guy from Three's Company?
The 10 million ways to date
yeah,
my daughter or something?
Yeah.
I think we're getting off.
Can I need
track.
To say one more thing?
Yes.
I know we're all over the place, but I need to say one more thing about Craig Gass. Okay.
Oh, boy. This is good. We were out, and now this is going to haunt you.
No, I'm not. I like the guy. He's a super nice guy.
I can tell by all the glowing things you're saying about him.
So he was telling us, we were talking about movies that make us cry.
All right.
Okay. And yeah, Robbie, don't sabotage me. Don't be a fucking dick. I like this guy. He's a good guy. All right. He's a good guy. He really is.
Oh,
but his
story. You better tell Mac Bergson the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's going to fuck me. It doesn't matter. So we were telling stories about movies that made us cry.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, me and a group of five guys went to see a movie. We thought it was a James Garner movie. And it'd be in The Notebook, and me and five guys, my friends, went to see The Notebook. There's no way that's true, right? That's not fucking possible. First of all, when The Notebook came out, five guys aren't going to go see it because they think it's a James Garner. It's a picture of two people on a beach making out. There's just no way that story is possible, right? that you thought you were going to see a James Garner movie, and it ends up being fucking Ryan Gosling and fucking the
Why
chick
did he from, think it was a James Garner movie?
I don't know. Maybe you ask him.
All right. Well, maybe when Robbie has him on next week, we probably will.
No, he's a cool guy.
Yeah,
I like him.
He sounds awesome. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Las Vegas has it all. Lights, gambling, big-time action, and on November 3rd, murder. More Broadcasting and Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s, an interactive live comedy whodunit that goes back in time. Saturday, November 3rd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos Corporate Center. Starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Eric Woodworth, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, special guest star Mike O'Mara, and you. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and at Die Laughing Productions. That's Back to the 80s. Saturday, November 3rd at 8 o'clock in the Zappos Corporate Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Murder has never been this funny.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
What's up? So I came back from Des Moines, Iowa. It's Iowa, not Idaho, Joe.
Yeah, no, I listened to that back. Yeah. I don't know why I thought Idaho.
You know, they all run together, the Idahos and the Iowas.
Indiana.
You know, I didn't realize that Iowa and Nebraska were that close to each other. I guess I'm not really good in geography.
They're touching. They're both in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should have figured that out. Good times with Koechner. You know, we've been to some bigger cities, mostly bigger cities, and this was, I guess, what would be considered the smallest of the cities. And I thought maybe going into this that he might be a bigger deal there because they don't get as many celebrities. Even the comics on their calendar, I've only heard of about half of them, and I do this for a living.
Right.
And I was right. There was definitely an energy in the room. We just did a two-man show, which I prefer because I get more money that way, and it's just the two of us. But it was definitely every crowd was just like an excitement, and I'd walk on stage, and they're ready. And it was probably the best week of shows we've had collectively in terms of us both just killing it all week.
Sorry, I know
you were distracted.
I literally got distracted. So
what distracted you? Did Craig Gass text you about James Garner?
No. I literally looked at that and I read a work email. Sorry.
Oh, that show is called 8 Simple Rules, by the way.
Sorry. Okay. So say again what you said. Sorry about that. By the way, I feel like Robbie. You know when you ask Robbie a question, he goes, "Sorry, I was fucking trying to shit on Joe with some sound effect, and I got lost in that." Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying the fact that this is a smaller town and they don't get as many of these celebrities, if you will, that they might be more excited that he was there than, say, in Philadelphia or obviously New York.
Or they weren't.
Or even Orlando. No, they were. That's what I was saying. And I was saying, I said it was probably the best week of shows we've had collectively, and that's you were reading a work email.
Right. Did you sign any autographs?
No, but we did. We wanted to go out to eat, and I there was a mall real nearby, and I walked earlier to Cheesecake Factory, and I've never been, this is the hottest I've been all year, because I was just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and I walked the wrong way, which made it longer. And the sun, it was like 90 degrees. And I was like,
in the mall?
To get to the mall.
I had to walk to the mall. Okay.
And I said, well, I'm fuck that. I'm Ubering back. And then I get back and he wanted to go out. And I said, okay. And there's places close, but I'm like, we're not walking. We're not doing it. And so we asked the front desk where to go. And there's this place, Firebirds, is a chain that I've been to in Virginia that's pretty good. Like, you know, chain restaurant, but
right.
Nice.
Firebirds is, we love Firebirds.
There you go. And,
it's a glowing endorsement. Was it a buffet?
No, it's nice. The girl at the front desk.
I have written a review.
It's nice. Oh, you have? Okay. So the girl at the front desk is just fangirling over Koechner. And she's like, well, there's a shuttle that could take. He goes, well, why don't you just drive us? And she goes, you know, I mean, the manager's not here. Yeah, I have a new car. Sure. So she pulls her car around. She drives us to this place. She does a Snapchat with us. Then her dad sees the Snapchat. Her dad knows someone that Koechner knows, and now they're having this bonding thing. Then we go to Firebirds. It's homecoming, so there's like 20 dates. They Todd Packer, because they all know the office.
Right.
And so then he gets a picture with all the guys at one and all the girls with one. And of course, I did a classic Joe thing. I took a shot at this kid Because he goes, we got two pictures, one with all the guys, one with all the girls. I said, yeah, but everyone but that kid. And I pointed to this guy. He's like, oh, man. He thought I was serious. Everyone laughed and made fun of him. But there was a lot of just...
that was a good one.
I knew you'd like that one. That perked you up out of your work email for that. So it was good. There was a guy that came to the show that he's just a regular that's like a comes to every show. And he came one night, and he was real complimentary. And then the next night he came, and I handed him my card the night before. He goes, hey, listen to your podcast. And it was really great. I love the sound quality. And I go, thank you. We've put a lot into that. So you don't listen to any older ones. Just listen to this one.
Don't go back more than a year.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you say you pointed at the kid and goes, except that guy. So, you know, I went away to a conference last week in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay. And
I thought you went to Atlantic City, or did I make that?
That was the okay. I went to the Jersey Shore the week before. Anyway, okay. So there's a guy there, and he is the husband of some person that works at a hospital. You know, that's the industry that it is, right? And he's the fucking most boring guy I've ever heard of. His stories are basically just shit that happens in your day-to-day life. It'd be the equivalent of describing a trip to the grocery store and just saying every fucking thing that you bought.
Yeah,
right?
Buy one, get one free on the whole wheat bread. It was great.
So he was telling...
But you want to say he's a nice guy, though, Joe?
He's a nice guy. I'm not going to give his name so you can fuck me over there, too. Anyway, so this guy is saying where he's from, and he says he knows the owner of this certain restaurant, and he goes, but you know, they opened up this new restaurant next door called the blah, blah, blah. And man, I got a quesadilla there. Man, it was so big that I couldn't finish all the quesadilla. So I ended up taking some home, and then when I went to eat it again, I couldn't finish it again. So okay. Then I had to have three different sittings to finish this quesadilla. So it's just me, him, and another person that I work with, okay? Now, another guy I work with is coming up, walking up, and he's just finishing this story. And I go, hey, I got to use the restroom, but hey, tell him that quesadilla story. And I fucking told him to tell my boss, Jerry, the quesadilla story as I walked to the bathroom, and I'm sure he got to hear it again. That was a three helping of in one quesadilla.
Oh, we
got to
book that guy. That sounds awesome.
Tell the famous quesadilla story.
Next, going to go there. Robbie will go leave a review on Yelp. The quesadilla was too big.
I couldn't finish it in two sittings.
So I do the thing, or you and I both do this sort of joke where we talk about our celebrity crush, our hall pass. And I asked this guy who his celebrity crush is. And let me see if I can give you a hint. This is she's a singer, a pop singer, popular, not someone who's considered a sex symbol by any means. You probably find her songs annoying. She's white. She's all about that bass.
Oh, what's her name? Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor. Dream celebrity crush.
I mean, she does have a big ass.
You know, because I said to his girlfriend, I said, you know what? For you to be his dream type, you have to gain weight.
I'm going to take
a
look.
And she got mad at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. I was like, sorry.
You calling me skinny?
Yes. It was a weird response.
I'm just going to take a look at Megan Trainor. Megan Trainor's not. She's kind of good looking.
No, she's not. Like, unattractive.
I'm just saying. But if you could choose any girl in the world.
I mean, Katy Perry, you could have her.
Yeah, she is. Look how thick she is. You're right. Yeah. Maybe she's into that.
She's all about that bass.
Yeah, but she also has big tits. So yeah. That's a little.
Robbie loves her.
Billy goes, oh, here, look at this. Somebody made her look like Mama June.
What is that? Robbie's doing in my headshot?
Yes, that's what's. Yeah. All right.
So this woman comes up to the other show. She goes, you know, that was great, but, you know, in the beginning, you were really hard on women. I didn't like you at first. Then I'm going over my job. I said, you know, I was hard on marriage in the beginning but I don't know where I'm being hard on women, per se. And I'm literally, like, doing it. It was, if you like me, why are you even saying that, you know?
So, right. And this is why. Because you made fun of a person based on body type.
Well, I don't even know if that was the same show. That wasn't even the same show.
Oh, really?
Happened. So, yeah.
That's just the world we live in.
Yeah. I mean, I...
Did you? Because, see, we have friends. You say that to Justin Schlegel. He goes home and he can't get out of bed for the next 2 days.
Well, no. You know, my response, I should have said this, was, well, women are stronger than men, so I know they can take it.
Yeah. Oh, so, it's cool.
So that's from now on, I will. And I wouldn't want to pick on men. They're very fragile. You understand.
Down with the patriarchy and you roll out.
That'll be my response. And then I whip my dick out. Eric Woodworth is on a vacation, a Disney excursion with the family.
Yeah, he's been there for like 4 days.
You never did that, did you?
Yeah, I went to Disney, yeah.
Okay, was it a nightmare or was it?
No, it was awesome.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I mean, have you been to Disney?
Well, how old were your kids at the time?
And they were like, you know, 6 and 8 or something like that. Maybe a little bit older than that. Maybe 7 and 9. Yeah, it was a great time.
But you can't ride any rides, can you?
I rode every ride. Yeah, we rode everything.
Who has the kids when you're on roller coasters?
Well, Disney doesn't really have roller coasters that, every ride. The ride that Eric talked about, Soarin'.
Yeah.
It's a video. You're just hanging there, and the video makes it look like you're gliding over hills and mountains and shit like that. It's not. But there's a bunch of cool shit there, and there's a couple roller coasters, but it's really not. There's not a bunch.
So you're just, are you getting the enjoyment of Disney or just your kids' enjoyment of Disney?
Yes,
both?
All of it, yeah. Yes. Yeah, now it's the what's called the greatest place on earth.
That's what they call it, yes. Yeah.
Now it's awesome. They know what they're doing there.
Well, Eric would like Eric to stop by Jacksonville to meet him.
Yeah, come on, Eric. Visit Mac Bergson. Bring the kids. I'm sure Erica Woodworth will love that.
What's that, a 6-hour drive?
It's worth it. So there's a character that Eric plays in our murder mystery, Sing for Your Life. He's a farm boy who wants to be a singer. His name is Billy Ray Paisley. And it's probably the definitive Eric Woodworth role.
He talks like a southern gentleman.
Yeah, a little bit like Dusty Rhodes, the wrestler. And it's got the definitive Eric moment of all the shows. And he has a lot of great moments. But if you had to pick one that's generally considered a no-brainer, brings the house down. It's in that show.
It's his Hotel California.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've done that. That's the show we did for the military. And he's at Disney, and somebody says, hey, there's Billy Ray Paisley.
Oh, no.
Yes. And then he walked away. He never get to talk to
him. Yeah, he didn't. He just recognized him as celebrity and ran away.
So he can't mean Brad Paisley, because obviously they look nothing alike.
Nobody's confusing him for.
He can't have just said Brad Paisley incorrectly, because obviously they're, you know.
Well, what would be the chances that somebody would make that mistake? And also, it'd be the exact name of the character. Clearly, they saw the murder.
Of course. So I have to. I'm guessing it's probably from the military shows, or maybe not. I guess it could be from here.
It's gonna be. Those are really the only two options, right?
Yeah. It's just. Well, I guess the military. Maybe they might still be serving. So maybe it's more likely it's not a military.
Yeah, that wasn't that. I mean. That was year.
Yeah, but it's 6 months. They're all home.
Yeah. And isn't the guy, remember the guy who kind of set the whole thing up for us? Isn't he from that area?
Yes, but he would come up and talk to him.
No, but meaning, is he stationed there? Or does he live there? Is that where people go when they return from?
There probably is a lot of people in his group. Yes, he is from Florida, so. Usually they go up with people from the same area.
So that's
a good chance. You're right.
Do you think Eric would be happier being recognized for Eric Woodworth or for Billy Ray Paisley?
Well, probably Eric Woodworth. But, I mean, he doesn't have any moment as big as Billy Ray Paisley in his show. No, by the way, nor do you or I in our comedy show.
No. So, no.
Yes.
Max says in chat, the military gets special hotel rates at Disney. Yeah, I'll bet you anything it's military.
Yep. Maybe he was just intimidated by him.
And then he ran away, man. He should have tried to milk that.
He might be afraid he's going to take his clothes off.
So. Give him to buy him a chocolate-covered banana.
So congrats, Eric. You've been recognized. The first time someone's been recognized for their character name.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know that there's even another character name that I even know.
No. So, me and Keckner, we do radio. This is a cool thing. So, about Keckner. So, the hosts asked me, like, what have I learned from touring with Dave?
You can't tell the
truth.
And
I'm fucking half out of it. And I'm just giving some cliched answer about talking about your real life and all this shit. And I'm like, halfway through it, I'm like, am I even making sense? And somehow I pulled together a thought.
Oh, I thought you said out loud, am I even making sense?
No, in my mind, I'm like, I feel like I'm rambling because I was hungover. And I'm like, what am I even saying? And so then afterwards, I say to him and the girl, the manager's driving us around, I go, did that even make sense? And he goes, yeah, but like they should be asking what I've learned from you. You've done comedy longer than I have. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Yes.
What have you learned from you?
So what have you? Talk to me. It is confirmed. I will be in Hartford and Virginia Beach with him. So I know someone on Facebook, Bob, I believe, said about Hartford. That is the 30th of November through December 2nd.
Is that close? You're going to miss my birthday. Is that close to where Marcus Serta lives?
I don't know. Marcus, how close are you to Hartford, Connecticut?
It's about a 4 half-hour drive.
That's long.
Like that.
All right, I'll see you there. Also,
it's only 9 hours round trip.
And we'll be in VA Beach 14 to 16 of December. Got offered, by the way, to do the murder mystery on Thursday the 13th, but we'll have to discuss that. Seems like a tough night. VA Beach. Seems hard. Hard to do.
It does.
So, but otherwise, it'll be me headlining or that. But we'll know. You'll know soon. All right, Joe, you had some stuff, right?
Yeah, I did. Well, the first thing is I wanted to ask you about... Gramps gave us a story that we just can't tell.
God, I know. It's not a sexual one. It's just a one about him pushing the envelope with his insulting someone who could easily murder him.
It's just upsetting.
So, but then you told me that, I guess, Tawana posted a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, she's all going through a Facebook phase now and,
really?
You know, posting, you know, sharing recipes and all kinds of things that people do.
Is she putting political rants up there?
She has no political rant. So we have she bought a heavy bag we have at the house. It's, you know, a punching bag.
Do you ever use it?
Yeah, I like it. It's good. It's
you go
fun.
Down there and pound on it?
Well, it's upstairs, but yeah.
How long?
Got gloves.
Is it hanging?
Yeah, we have a stand that it hangs from.
No, it's on the floor, Jeff.
Well, Robbie, it can hang from a standard, hang from the ceiling. By the way,
but either way,
no matter what, it's still hanging.
Just take your loss.
I had a heavy bag growing up.
Yeah?
Look what it's done for me.
Well, it's also just to get out. You know, you have you read something on Twitter that's stupid, you get angry, you just go and punch it. Yeah, I do I rotate, I go left jab. Then I go right to the middle, and then I go left to the lower, and then I do that, and then I reverse it.
You're jabbing a heavy bag?
Well, you go boom, boom, boom to work different.
Throwing combos, I got you.
Combos. And then I come, and then I double tap my fists, got a little thing. It's fun. So she posts a picture, pictures of her.
Right.
She thought.
This looks kind of real.
Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to look badass on purpose.
It's working a little bit.
It is.
It's like $1 million baby.
So Jolene White, shout out to TMOS fan and our fan, will be at the Murder Mystery in Vegas November 3rd. Going to rock the 80s gear. She goes, no wonder Rob is so well behaved. Merle Rogers, another super fan, says, just to be clear, Rob is not the heavy bag in this situation. Touche. And then Rob Robinson, a.k.a. Gramps, you can hit Rob, but don't hit me. So he's saying
that's the first time he said he ever messaged something non-sexual.
But it's still, I'm getting hit in the face.
Right, I got
so
you.
It's still a dig at me somehow. So thanks, Gramps.
Miggity Max says, typical move, tease a Gramps story. You know what, Mac? Robbie, can you personally send Mac that Gramps story?
Yeah, have I it. Will be happy to send Mac the story.
You can get it.
There you go. You know what? Why don't we Patreon that story?
Yeah, maybe.
You think?
Yeah, now that we've said
it. We might have to do a little creative editing on it.
We also have an update from a Patreon story about the handhold lady.
Oh, yeah. So should we even tease what that is?
Why don't we just tell it now? So this is what you miss from not being a patron. A few months ago, we got an email. Someone who's coming to, at that time, I believe it was the Back to the 80s Murder Mystery in Annapolis at the Ramset. Which will be Tuesday
night. We say
night.
Her name on the Patreon show.
Yes. So this woman emailed from our website saying she's looking forward to the show. She was at a previous one. She loved it. She's coming with a guy who she's been into that she's, you know, not sure where their status of the relationship is, but they're good friends. And she's very shy, and she wanted to know if there's somehow, some way we could do something that would make it so her and the crowd would hold hands so that she could hold this guy's hand. Somehow we would write something into the show that would make it so they would have to hold hands.
And then?
So we were have no idea how to do that. And, of course, I said, oh, how do we know who you are? She didn't reply. So we get there, and we're looking around, and we figure out, well, those two look like.
The people that it would be. Right.
And so at the very end of the show, Justin just says, hey, I don't forget how he got into it.
Everybody hold hands.
Everybody, let's come together and hold hands with the person next to you.
He read it as a team name.
Oh, that's right. He read it as a teammate. So then I, you know, emailed. I said, hey, did it work? And she
never replied.
Never replied.
For many weeks.
And then, let me see.
This is the last time we were in Annapolis. So it's probably 6 months ago.
Approximately.
I don't think it was that long ago because Marianne was, like was on the show. So it wasn't.
All right. Four months ago. All right.
So she emails that she will be attending our show. Tomorrow.
Tuesday night.
Yes. She goes, yes, we did hold hands. But sadly, I'm going alone tomorrow night. I think sometimes people tell themselves that you're a bad person so they don't feel bad about the things they do to you. Still looking forward to laughing tomorrow, though. See you there. Pretty dark.
Jeez. No kidding. What's the date of the original email? That's how you'll know how long ago it was.
July 8th.
Oh, man, wasn't even close. So July, August, September. Recent. Yeah, you're right. Man, that's less than 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you think of my idea? Justin goes over and holds her hand during the show for an uncomfortably long time.
Well, he'll do it.
Yes.
It'll make us laugh.
I'm 100% down with that. I'm 100% down. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Skybox drama with you, Joe Robinson?
Yeah. I went to... the Maryland game, I stayed in the Skybox. I was invited by Katie to join her and her coworkers and her supervisors and executives from Under Armour.
Well, that was a big mistake on her part. Rob and Joe Show, be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
The Robin Joe Show.
I want to put my penis in a mouth.
Yeah, you knew that was going to be a drop.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I listened back to the show. I heard that, and I was like, it's probably a mistake.
Was that what we were talking about, birthday sex or something? Was that part
of
that?
Yes, that's exactly right. Hey, how'd you do? You get birthday sex?
No birthday sex.
Really?
Hold on. Amazing Caucasian today made a comment on a pod being said how much he enjoyed that moment when Joe realized, and I'm laughing.
hold on one second. Hey, Katie! So I'll bring Katie in here for this.
For birthday sex? Oh.
Not till December, but okay. So
hey, Katie.
So, Katie and I went to the Maryland Temple game, which, by the way, Maryland got blown out by Temple. Are you aware
I saw Phil and his wife. They posted a photo. Our first game with the boys, and they just get destroyed by a horrible team.
Yeah, I mean, is Temple going to be one of the top five teams in the country because that's how they played against Maryland?
I don't think they're going to be a top 100 team.
No. Anyway, so Katie thinks this is bad. You tell me. A guy, she introduced me to a guy.
I didn't tell him what his position was, but he knew coming into this that this was a mix of my manager, my manager's manager, you know, people that work for me, just a whole bunch of people that work for Under Armour. It's a work thing. It's not
right.
Friends, right?
So
you assume that he should know that everyone that he meets in that box is going to be somebody he should.
It could potentially be with, somebody above me.
Right.
And yeah.
Treat with some respect.
All right, right. Tell Did me Joe if insult Kevin Plank?
No. Tell me if this is bad.
Okay.
I don't think this is bad. Katie thinks it is. Okay. So she introduces me to this guy. I don't know his position or whatever. And she goes, oh, he went to Maryland too. I go, oh, he goes, yeah, I played football here. Now he's a really big guy. I go, oh, kicker.
Okay. He's not a really big guy.
He is a big guy.
He is a overweight man.
Well, hold on. He is a big guy because he played offensive line for a Division I football team. So he is a big guy.
Was your joke was that he's fat, so you picked the skinny position, or that he's unathletic?
No, he's a big guy, so I asked if he was the kicker. Clearly, that's...
But he's not a big guy in a sense of, like, he's like a big bodybuilder guy. I mean, he's clearly...
If you saw
a chubby guy,
if you saw our former show announcer Tim, and
no, he's bigger. No, he's not Tim.
Let's say that you did. He played offensive line at the University of Maryland.
Okay, he's not tall like Tim.
He's a big guy. The idea of him being a kicker was a joke. He's not
right.
He's not a kicker. He laughed.
He did laugh. Yeah. No.
It was funny.
I don't think it was either offensive or that great of a joke.
Oh, fuck you. I think it's a great joke.
It would have made me laugh.
Thanks, Robbie.
Well, he happened to be a VP.
Yeah,
so.
He was a big deal, actually.
Did you sense that he was taken aback?
No, nope. No. He's also a really cool guy. So I knew it was going to be okay, but I wasn't necessarily upset that he did it. I was more like kind of like, oh, God, because he... had no idea it was a VP and was like, I'll just make any joke regardless, even if it includes body type.
Well, let me also say this, and I'll tell this pretty cryptically. There's another person that was there that is above Katie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And someone below Katie came in and started having a conversation with this person. Okay? For a long, long time.
Yeah.
Conversation. Clearly, she doesn't want to have a work conversation for 2 hours while they're watching the Maryland
and
game.
And he had been drinking, too. So,
Katie literally says, don't make a joke about that. Which, by the way, I was going to. There's no doubt. She did the right thing because 100% I was getting ready to go shit on that guy. I was going to go, oh, did you have to take... I said, do you have to take PTO if you're not going to be enjoying this conversation? Well, you don't know what PTO is because you don't work. But
thank God.
Well, anyway, she goes, she's not going to get that joke or whatever. So I didn't make a joke because she told me not to, but I definitely wanted to come in and shit on
but
her.
But sometimes
having to have that
your jokes are just, I think they're funny and I know what you mean, but not everybody knows what you mean. Like at church yesterday when... There was somebody getting in the car, and so Joe couldn't get by to get into the passenger seat because this person was getting a baby out of the car. So he was waiting, and he goes to the guy, and he's like, would you just take your time? Would you hurry up already or whatever? He was like being like, but he was joking, but the guy's like, oh, sorry. Like,
no, he laughed.
Oh, no.
No, listen. First of all, I was on my side, so I saw the whole thing develop. Katie was on the other side driving as usual because she drives. Anyway, control freak. Anyway, so I walk in. I see a guy. He has a baby. Clearly, I'm not going to say hurry up with a baby.
I don't know, Joe.
So I literally go, hey, can you hurry up? I go, just kidding. Immediately, I say just kidding, and he laughs. It was right on top of the last comment that
Katie,
I made.
Katie, how concerned were you that Joe was going to be Joe?
I think he knows
because he has to make jokes. You know that.
I did make one mistake. There was the girl that was above Katie. There was another person above her.
Yes.
And she goes, oh, I didn't get one of those wristbands. I go, well, that just means you can't leave this room, right? But this is like the second highest up person.
Yeah, no, she's
that,
big time.
That was in the room.
I mean, the likelihood that what's coming out of his mouth is a joke is like the 90, it's like a 90% chance. Right? Aside from a yes or a no.
What do you ask about your family? I don't give a shit about that.
Everyone there is doing small talk, but everything out of his mouth is joke.
Oh, that reminds me. So there's a guy I really like. I've met him before. And he had his girlfriend there. Okay? So, you know, I was talking to that.
Bummer for you.
I was talking to the... Yeah, I don't want to fuck that guy. So...
Drop.
So, I'm talking to that guy, and I go, oh, what'd you do? Whatever. And he goes, oh, I went to the John Mayer concert.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you didn't want to punch the balls off yourself? Or whatever. I don't remember what I said. Something ridiculous, right? Anyway, he's like, well, you know, everybody likes John Mayer.
He loves John Mayer.
I didn't
Mayer.
Realize that. And I go, he goes, he's a good guitarist. I gave him credit. He goes, he's a great guitarist. Like, he's not Angus
Joe
Young.
Joe just wants to shit on him right. so bad.
But anyway, and then I was like, what are you like, Body is a Wonderland? And he goes, oh, they. So you could tell.
He's defensive.
He was. And I felt bad because I really liked that guy, but I shit on, I guess, his favorite artist of all time. But your favorite artist should not be fucking John Mayer.
He's a bad
so,
worker.
Katie.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
You are going to some work event, and let's just say that nobody knows Joe. They've never seen a picture. And you need to impress. It's going to be couples. It's going to be a lot of cheesy conversation. You can't risk any drama or silliness. And they're going to be talking about world events, and you want someone that's going to be able to talk and not, you know, get angry about things and actually be educated. Would you rather have Joe, or you could pick anyone else you know to play that part for you as Joe?
No, I pick Joe.
You don't think Justin on his game is going
to
be better?
I mean, Justin, honestly, Justin's my next.
He has to be serious.
Oh,
no.
No, serious, Justin.
I'm way better than Justin if it's time to be. Like, at work?
Not serious, but just friendly and charming.
To win people
and
over.
Not dickish, yes.
So let me
I
say
I would be
this.
Worried that Justin would, like, show up in, like, a tuxedo t-shirt or something.
No,
and,
he's
like,
trying
Speedo.
To do. He's giving you his word. He's trying to play
well,
the part.
Well, if I'm trying, I'm good at it.
But you can't help yourself.
Well, no, I didn't. We're in a social setting. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to make fun of
people. One thing that I wish Joe would do more of when we're around people like that is and be more like charming to me, like because he sometimes he's a dick to me, and I'm afraid people think he's just always a dick
what?
To me.
God,
I wasn't
Joe,
a dick to you? Was I?
Hey, bitch, give me another beer. No. And fuck John Mayer.
No, but you know what I mean. I mean, no.
I'd be like, hey, if you're not nice to me, you might get stuck with some jackass who loves John Mayer.
Yeah.
No, when I if I'm it, listen, Katie's she's hit me under the table many a time. That's fucking happened a lot.
Well, I think most people, when they said in that setting and they say they saw John Mayer, most people would say, how was the concert?
Yeah. I would say, oh, that's really cool. Like, you like John Mayer. I would never be like, oh, yeah. My God, John Mayer sucks.
No, you're right. I got a little Robbie in me there. You're right about that. But by the way, you know, you wanted to know the dirty little secret? I don't mind John Mayer. I really don't mind him. And I didn't say
he
sucked.
You know what? I believe that because John Mayer, you know, he's obviously a talented musician.
Of course. Hey, this is the truth. This is what I said. I didn't say he sucked. I didn't. What I said was that he's
horrible.
You said
he'd rather be punched in the balls than go see him.
I didn't really say that. That's me here. No, I literally said to him, I go, that doesn't really seem like a great concert to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, God.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. And I'll give you an example. Robbie's favorite.
That's like Robbie saying, yeah, A Star is Born doesn't look like a good movie
to me.
No.
Hold on a second. But let me make it make sense. Robbie, what's your favorite band of all time?
I would say Eagles.
Okay. The Eagles. I went to see the Eagles with Robbie. It wasn't a great concert. And the reason it wasn't a great concert is because their songs are for the most part medium to low tempo, which really doesn't lend itself to
probably
that.
90%.
That
probably.
Was the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah, but if you smoke weed and you want to listen to John Mayer, it's probably an ideal situation.
No, your living room is the ideal situation.
Okay.
Right? I mean, unless you want to. So, yeah, I mean, I get like, it's not like it's fucking.
To each their own.
No, I'm with you, but look, would you rather see Paul Simon in concert or would you rather see Kiss?
Well, I've seen Kiss, so I would say Paul Simon.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get from a concert experience.
Of course, Kiss is going to be 1,000 times more fun. Nobody thinks Kiss is better than Paul Simon.
But I'd rather see Paul Simon at the Ram's Head.
If Garfunkel is with him, then I'm going to go pick that one. But
okay.
If it's just
well,
Paul
true.
Simon by himself, I'm picking Kiss.
What if it's
you
just
saw
Garfunkel?
Hall and Oates.
Right. And I would rather see Kiss.
Would you rather see Garfunkel or Oates?
That's good.
Well, was this guy given the option of John Mayer and Bruno Mars? No, he likes John Mayer.
I don't know. We didn't really get that far in the conversation. He was too pissed at me. He's too mad at me in order.
How is he not being sweet to you, Katie? Because that seems like a bigger
problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that way. Tell me. So I want to fix that.
No, he just wants to be funny. So if there's nowhere else to go but but me being the butt of the joke. By the way, I don't care. I swear to God, I would tell you right now if I cared. I don't care. I just think sometimes maybe just save the joke just for another time.
Do you want me to stroke your hair?
No.
Oh, just curious.
You're already old. That would be creepy.
Do you have any touching, hand holding, any of that?
Yeah, we have PDA.
I do a lot of that. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I'm still trying to figure. I'm trying to guess what is it? PTO? You said
paid time off.
Right. Damn it. I was stuck on part time something. It wasn't making any sense.
I'm a full timer.
So yeah. No, Katie's right. I do look. This is the thing. Remember when you said you went to the Capitals game by yourself or whatever?
Yes.
I would never do that. I wouldn't.
Well, now I can say I went to the playoffs where they won the Stanley Cup, so I'm super glad that I did.
Yeah, no,
and they
I'm
won
not.
In overtime.
I get it. You get to say that you did it, and you get to see a good game, but if I'm by myself, I'd rather just watch it on TV.
Yeah. So this is a great example, of you and I, and me included. We're very social. So my best friend Santana is getting married next October, and they're planning their honeymoon. And they want to go somewhere secluded, just the two of them, for the whole week. I mean, that to you, that sounds like miserable.
No, not... Wait a minute. We spend a lot of time alone together.
No,
I love it.
But we interact, and we are doing things. We're not just sitting in a room together alone.
You're
right.
Going to a movie.
So, right. She's right. By the way, I'm okay. I do like intimacy, but once you're intimate, you know, it takes a certain period of time, and then intimacy is over, even if it's dinner, romance, whatever, watching a movie together. Then you got the whole rest of the day.
Yes.
And I like to interact with other people.
And I agree. But my point is that not everybody is like that. Like, not everyone's looking for that social interaction.
And I hear you. But if I go to a skybox and there's a bunch of young people there... Yeah, I mean, the only way I'm really going to enjoy myself is if I start joking around with people.
Well, no, you're enjoying, first of all, you're in a skybox watching a playoff hockey game with your team. So.
Well, no, I'm talking about my skybox situation where I'm watching Maryland lose to Temple.
Yes. Well, you wouldn't have gone in that situation?
I don't think I would have.
Do you ever go to a movie by yourself?
No.
Out to eat?
I've seen one movie by myself in my entire life. I mean, I've eaten by myself before, but I don't like it.
I don't mean a drive-thru when you're in a car.
I'm talking about, I've sat down and eaten, but I mean, you probably count on a couple hands in my life how many times I've gone to a restaurant by myself, been waited on.
See, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I do it all the time.
Well, you're home during the day, so I can understand that. But, like, I went to Panera, and I just sit down with my laptop. And I work from there sometimes.
Yeah.
I did that the other day. Something was going on with the internet here. Maybe that was 2 months ago or whatever. But, yeah. But I wouldn't just sit there and eat a sandwich and go home.
No, I wouldn't. If I'm going during the day, I'm usually getting it to go and coming back home. But if I'm going sitting in a restaurant, it's probably late night or something, and there's drinks involved or there's a game on.
I've seen one movie by myself in my entire life. And it was during work. I went to see Hellboy. Hellboy 2, the one Guillermo del Toro, now the current best director, Oscar holder. Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Do you know they're making a new Hellboy?
Is it him?
You know who it is? Hellboy?
Who?
It's the sheriff or whatever on Game of Thrones. I mean, Jesus, Stranger Things.
I'm in.
Yeah. Because he was on the Doug Bateson podcast the week before I was, so...
I'll go see that on my own during lunch one day. Make it a tradition.
You also know that he played this Kevin Spacey character in the Glengarry Glen Ross Broadway play. And the famous Alec Baldwin scene is not in the play.
You might want to throw that in.
Exactly.
People are booing probably if they don't see that scene, right? Is it even worth seeing if it's not in there?
I think I think that's what Benson said. You should have a disclaimer before the show that when you buy tickets, the scene will not be in it.
It's funny. David Mamet wrote that scene for the movie. Why wouldn't he just go ahead and include it in the play?
I don't know.
It's the best scene. By the way, I love the movie. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love when Pacino goes off on Kevin Spacey for blowing the deal for him. God, I love that
too. Great.
Those are the two best parts. I assume that still happens or whatever.
Would imagine, yes.
But I will say that if you don't have the AIDA.
Yeah. The ABC.
Yes.
I did this podcast. I got to give myself credit for this. This is a good line. I did a podcast when we were in Orlando with Keckner. These two guys, I think it's Tom and Dan show. They're really cool. It's a good setup. But they're just guy just sitting there. I'm like, what does he do? They go, he's our salesman. I go, he's not doing shit. What is his nickname? Never be closing.
That's almost as good as my kicker joke from the Skybox.
That's so good. Yes. Oh, Keckner told me this, that they were shooting, when they were shooting Krampus, which is in New Zealand.
That's the horror movie where instead of Santa Claus, it's some demon or whatever.
It's got Toni Collette and Adam Scott. It's a pretty good movie, actually. Okay. And
is it like a comedy kind of a...
Comedy horror situation.
Okay, cool. I would definitely see that.
So they went to dinner at Peter Jackson's house.
Was he involved in it?
No, but he's from New Zealand.
Okay.
And that's where they shot Lord of the Rings, if I'm correct.
They did, yeah.
So he said that, Keckner said, look, I purposely told the my co-stars that let's not all sit together. Let's sort of separate so that we're not just like one side of the table. So it ends up he's sitting next to Peter Jackson by himself, and they're all down to the table. And he's like, fuck, I can't keep up with Peter Jackson. I'm not smart enough.
What did he talk to him about?
He's just, you know.
Did he call him a kicker?
Yeah. So, but they were talking about, Peter Jackson said that Sean Connery was originally offered the role of Gandalf. And
he turned it down?
He turned it down. And he would have gotten points on the back end. And I think it cost him like $100 million or something. Something crazy.
Wow. God, that's enough to make you. Now, he's already rich, but that puts you in a whole different.
Well, I think they cast it better. The guy that they end up having was perfect.
Yeah, who was that? That's the guy who plays on Magneto in the X-Men movies, whatever that guy's name is.
Robbie knows.
But Krampus, 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, it's No Star Is Born.
No, it's a fun little movie, though. But see Cheap Thrills if you want to see an under-the-radar Keckner movie.
Yeah, Katie won't watch a horror movie with
me. No, it's not a horror movie.
No, I'm talking about I won't get to watch Krampus.
Really?
Yeah, she won't watch. There's a movie on I want to see, Terrifier, which is just some slasher film.
Okay, I'm not seeing Terrifier.
And it's just some clown that goes around just killing people.
I'll watch Krampus.
Okay. Why don't you watch Girls Trip since you know.
Is it scarier than The Shining?
No. It's not.
Oh, well, then that's fine. I watched The Shining.
Yeah.
I'm not watching The Nun. I'm not putting myself in that.
No, it's got to be a good film. I'm not asking you to see a bad film.
Yeah, if it's a well-done movie, I'll watch it.
Yeah, you got Halloween coming up. Watch, although it's a Christmas movie, technically.
I'd love to see Halloween. Halloween looks so good.
Oh, yes.
But I just saw Hereditary, and Hereditary's excellent.
I don't know anything about that.
That's Toni Collette.
You know that girl Kat that I used to date?
Yes, she unfriended
everybody
me.
On
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah.
So she used to get mad. She told me she'd get mad when people said she looked like Toni Collette. I was like, well, Toni Collette's attractive. Like, what's the problem?
Toni Collette can be attractive, but she's got...
Well, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Probably was real attractive.
Exactly.
She's kind of trashy hot.
Toni Collette?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on her role.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in The Sixth Sense, but... No, and she's a chick. She was in Little Miss Sunshine,
yeah,
too, right?
She was also kind of trashy in that. I don't know. I guess I think.
Yeah, I think she was a little trashy in that. But
it's kind of like redneck hot.
Yeah, but that's not. That's
no,
a character
that's
she plays.
Just her, she plays.
Like Alice and Janney hot.
I see what you're saying.
But she's a little sultry, kind of, with the eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. I still see a little bit of.
I mean, I don't know what she's doing here. She
like,
looks pretty good.
Maybe weathered hot. Does that make sense?
Jesus.
Like she's been through some shit.
How old is she? She's probably in her 50s. Right?
Now, yeah.
She was born in 1972.
What? That's it?
Okay. Yeah. She's like 46.
Yeah, she's been through some shit.
Well, I pull up the picture of this girl I dated, but she's blocked me on Facebook, so I can't.
Well, just pull up a picture of Toni Collette.
I guess we've run over, so... That's the show.
I got to be nicer to Katie. I got it.
Yeah, don't be a dick, Joe.
Let me write that down. Be nicer to Katie. Don't shit on her coworkers.
By the way, second you shit on kickers, every kicker missed a kick on Sunday.
I wonder what that had anything to do with me.
Probably did. Getting my hair cut this week, so look forward for that, everybody. Chestnut brown in the house. I'm in Syracuse this week, the 20th through the 23rd. The 20th with our buddy Seton Smith from back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, tell him I said what's up.
I shall. And then with Keckner, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. If you're in Syracuse, check us out. That's it, right?
What about me? I promote stuff. I will
promote
be on
away.
98 Rock this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, filling in for I Don't Know.
Morning
not
show?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm not sure I'm filling in for, so it's either going to be Justin or Scott.
Okay. Either way, I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
And
oh,
of
and
course,
that's it, I think.
Pre-game.
Oh, yeah, I got the pregame on Sunday, so actually I'll be on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Who do they play?
They play the Denver Broncos.
Home or
at
away?
Home, at home.
So it's an early game.
I think they're going to win that game.
I have no idea what to think. NFL,
well,
it's impossible.
It ends up the Cincinnati Bengals are probably a pretty good team. It ends up the Colts are a pretty good team. So maybe that week one win in Indy was a pretty good win.
You know what? Like I thought they'd win Thursday, and they didn't. And I thought the Redskins would win, and they didn't. So what do I know?
Well, I know my fantasy football team won. Sorry, Robbie. All right.